back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about an article that appeared in today's New York Times, and it's talking about the nuclear family is no longer the norm. And then it also states good, because in many instances, the nuclear family, you know, and what, you know, my generation went through, I'm not ever going to say that that was a bad thing. I think it was, it added a lot of stability to our lives, and in the communities and neighborhoods that we grew up in, to have that. But we somehow thought that that was going to be something that was going to last forever. I don't think any of us ever thought or ever foresaw that the nuclear family was going to go the way of the dinosaur. And I'm sure spiritually, and I don't care what your religious persuasion is, most will say that the nuclear family is at the root of values and morals, and that all of those things are critically important to the development of us as human beings. But listen to these statistics. More adults living in multi-generational households say the experience has been very positive of living in multi-generational households. 30% or somehow or somewhat positive. 27% say it has been somewhat negative. 14% or very negative. As the historian Stephanie Kuntz wrote, the idealized American nuclear family, with a father as the breadwinner and mother as caregiver, living autonomized from the rest of their community, was a historic fluke. And throughout history, parents have always relied on relatives and friends for help with the caregiving of their children. You don't even have to share a residence to realize major benefits. They just need to live nearby. The Times, Brunei, Claire Kane Miller discovered in 2015 that American adults lived a median distance of just 18 miles from their mothers. And they cited a 2023 paper by economists Janice Compton and Robert Pollack, who found that labor force participation by married women in with children increased by as much as 10% percentage points when they live near their mother or mothers-in-laws, and unanticipated childcare needs seem to play a big role. Look, the world has changed, and, you know, it's in my day, this is, Sam Kent would never remember this, and because it was two of her lifetimes ago when Leave It to Beaver was on, and that was what we all saw. Mom stayed home, dad went to work, two children in the house, and that was it. And so that was what we saw, and that was what we all shot for, to be able to have that. My family was a nuclear family, even with 13 children. My mom stayed home. My dad went to work. He made enough money to take care of my family, to give us a middle-class lifestyle. So that was the reality back then. But today is a different time. And there are not enough people who are going to be able to live in that manner. And so if people are going to put two or three of their earnings together, because that's what is necessary. You can think of a place like New York or California and the cost associated with just renting a place is astronomical. I mean, even on the lowest levels. So you're not going to be able to have just one paycheck or you know, you're going to need two or three different people who live together to make up one household. Households are different than what they were before. You know, there's so many people who live three, four, two apartments, and not because there's anything freaky going on. It is because that's the only way that people can make it in the society today. You know, Sam, you're young, and you still live with your parents?
You know, I luckily have the ability that I am not living with my parents. I do live with my partner. We've been together for a little over three years now. So, but my parents do help us pay rent. Like, I have a full-time job here. My partner has a full-time job where he works, and we still can't make ends meet.
So that's the reality of what we're talking about. You talk about nuclear families. You know, I help my sons, you know, and so they live away from me. They live on their own, but it's difficult for them to make it like that. Now,
and not every parent can help out, you know. Some parents are just getting by as is and aren't, you know, it's not expected that they can help. But it's always, you know, I'm very blessed that my parents can help. I really am. But some people my age or people that graduated with had to move back home and they're just miserable.
Well, so, but see, that's what I'm talking, that's what this article is basically the crux of it. Yeah, they're miserable being at home. Because they've done all the right things. They've got their college degrees, but they still haven't been able to break through.
Exactly.
And yet, mom and dad are still instrumental in their lives and help them keep a roof over there. I don't see anything wrong with that, okay? I mean, I think that is much better than people who struggle, and I get it. You know, I was fortunate and able to leave the nest at about 19 years old because, number one, I had a job that paid so much money, and the other part of it was inconceivable because I had 12 brothers and sisters that I could stay home after 18. It was known in my household that once you became an adult, you know, you're gonna have to do what the animals do. At a certain point in time, you got to go, you know, and then you had to. But it was much easier to do it in those times than there are today. And yet, we in this society act as though we've got short memories. We don't remember. You know, there is scorn when people say, well, is your daughter still living? Yeah. Well, what's wrong with them? You know, when are they going to grow up? You know.
And if they are on their own, watch them be in a two-bedroom apartment with six people, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I get it. We have got to let go of these old-fashioned ideals. America's never going to be what she was before. Nuclear families are never going to be the rule. Blended families are going to be what it is. You know, people who've gotten divorced and they bring their children with them into a new environment, you know, husband's got a child or two that he brings with him. His wife has a child or two. The nuclear family is you know, it's something we've got to realize is never going to go back. We're never going back to those times. And I know how much they meant to my generation and the impact that they had on us and who we are. But man, let's stop pointing the finger at others who are doing all that they can do to make it in a society that is making it more and more difficult for people to make it in this society. Let me add a little bit more. There are potentially negative consequences of the longer years of shared living across generations. One of which is protracted conflict. Now, this is what you said. If they stay too long, you're an adult. And staying under the roof of your parents can become stifling. You know, and people, and on both sides of this, have to make sacrifices, right? I mean, you know, I'm an adult, and I'm living with my parents, and I don't want my parents telling me what to do.
Mm-hmm. Especially after you taste that freedom that college gives you. You're on your own, you're going to classes, you're doing your own thing, making your own choices, and then you're like almost sentenced back to your home.
So we got to talk about that on the other side, because we're going to be going to a break in a couple minutes. But from the perspective of the parent is saying, okay, you know, I hear you, but, you know, you're living under my roof and you'll live under my rules. And that creates a conflict. It's going to take two people who really do understand the dynamics of that change. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.